made. Green is for the grass he made. Yellow is for the sun so bright. Orange is for the edge of night. Black is for the sins we made. White is for the grace he gave. Purple is for his hour of sorrow. Pink is for our new tomorrow. Butterfly sailing so high, like a brilliant bloom in a bright blue sky. I see rainbow colors as your wings flash by. Now you drop to a crimson sky, then you dash to sit from a nearby bough, and I clap my hands filled with joy.
Quite a funny thing. It wrinkles up your face, and when it's gone, you never find its secret hiding place.
But Farmer Wonderful it is to see what smiles can do. You smile at one,
He smiles at you, and so one smile makes two.
He smiles at someone since you smiled, and then that one smiles back, and that one smiles until, in truth, you fail in keeping track.
Now, since a smile can do great good by cheering hearts of care, let's smile and smile and not forget that smiles go everywhere.
control the planets with their rocks and rails, but give you freedom to use your own will. Even the oxen know the master's soul, and sheep will recognize a shepherd's call. I could demand your love, I argue twice, but only willing love is worth the price. I am the cattle on a thousand hills. I write the music for the whippoorwill. Control the planets with their rocks and rails, but give you freedom to use your own will. And if you want me to, I'll make you whole. I'll only do it though if you say so. I'll never force you, though I love you so. I give you freedom, is it yes or no? I give you freedom, is it yes or no? My soul cries out in awesome wonder, viewing countless stars only God can number. How many million miles up to the nearest star? I feel so very small, how can I see so far? Almighty God, how great thou art! You have no ending, you had no start. I know by faith you're real, for your love I daily feel. Almighty God, I believe in you. My eyes look up to lofty mountains, and I drink from cool, refreshing fountains. I see the flowers bloom in time of early spring. All nature speaks your name, the God of everything. Great God, so high, so kind and holy, bending way down low, so meek and lowly, to hear the lonely cry come from a poor lost soul. You heal a broken heart, you save and make it whole. Almighty God, how great thou art! You have no ending, you had no start. I know by faith you're real, for your love I daily feel. Almighty God, I believe in you.
The world we make.
We make the world in which we live by what we gather and what we give.
By our daily deeds and the things we say.
By what we keep or we cast away.
We make our world by the beauty we see.
In a skylark song.
Or a lilac tree.
In a butterfly's wing.
In the pale moon's rise.
And the wonder that lingers in midnight skies.
We make our world by the life we lead.
By the friends we have.
By the books we read.
By the pity we show in the hour of care.
By the loads we lift.
And the love we share.
We make our world by the goals we pursue.
By the rights we seek in the higher world.
By hopes and dreams that reach the sun.
And a will to fight till the heights are won.
What is the place in which we dwell?
A hut or a palace?
A heaven or hell?
We gather and scatter, we take and we give. We make our world and there we live. Large creatures, small creatures, short and tall creatures, come now and praise the Lord.
Young creatures, old creatures, hot and cold creatures,
come now and praise the Lord. Sing praise to the Father, sing praise to the Son, sing praise to the Spirit who makes all creatures one. Sing praise to the goodness of what the Lord has done. Let all creatures praise.
creatures left and right, creatures come now and praise the Lord. Near creatures, far creatures, anywhere you are, creatures come now and praise the Lord. Sing praise to the Father, sing praise to the Son, sing praise to the Spirit who makes all creatures one. Sing praise to the goodness of what the Lord has done. Let all creatures praise the Lord.
Low creatures high, creatures flying in the sky, creatures come now and praise the Lord.
White creatures, brown creatures, all the world around, creatures come now and praise the Lord. Sing praise to the Father, sing praise to the Son, sing praise to the Spirit who makes all creatures one. Sing praise to the goodness of what the Lord has done. Let all creatures praise the Lord.
For by him were all things created,
that are in heaven and that are in the earth,
visible and invisible,
whether they be thrones or dominions,
principalities or powers.
All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist.
Bigger than all the shadows that fall across my path, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all confusions, bigger than anything, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all my problems, bigger than all my tears, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all my questions, bigger than all my fears, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all the giants of fear and unbelief, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all my hang-ups, bigger than anything, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all my problems, bigger than all my tears, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all my questions, bigger than all my fears, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see.
Psalm 104:24. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches.
Can you hear the prayer of the children on bended knee in the shadow of an unknown room? Empty eyes with no more tears to cry, turning heavenward toward the light, crying, Jesus, help me to see the morning light of one more day. But if I should die before I wake, I pray my soul to take. Can you feel the hearts of the children something of their very own, reaching hands with nothing to hold on to, but all for a better day, a better day?
15b-18, and he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest.
But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee.
Delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee.
To open their eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above, and just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Now that
us have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will answer
by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayerful yearning,
as your
heart unto heaven is turning,
you will find
a little talk with Jesus makes it
right.
Sometimes my path seems drear without a ray of cheer, and then a cloud out may hide the light of day. The mist of sin may rise and hide the starry skies, but just a little talk with Jesus clears the way.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will answer by and by. Now when you
feel a prayerful yearning,
as your heart
into heaven is turning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it
right.
I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will answer by and by.
Now when you feel a little prayerful yearning,
as your heart
into heaven is turning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it
right. Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayerful yearning,
as your
heart into heaven is turning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Makes it right.
At a fundraising dinner for a school that serves learning disabled children, the father of one of the students delivered a speech that would never be forgotten by all who attended. After extolling the school and its dedicated staff, he offered a question.
When not interfered with by outside influences, everything nature does is done with perfection. Yet my son Shay cannot learn things as other children do. He cannot understand things as other children do. Where is the natural order of things in my son?
The audience was stilled by the query.
The father continued,
I believe that when a child like Shay, physically and mentally handicapped, comes into the world, an opportunity to realize true human nature presents itself, and it comes in the way other people treat that child.
Then he told the following story.
Shay and his father had walked past a park where some boys Shay knew were playing baseball. Shay asked,
"Do you think they'll let me play?" Shay's father knew that most boys would not want someone like Shay on their team, but the father also understood that if his son were allowed to play, it would give him a much-needed sense of belonging and some confidence to be accepted by others in spite of his handicaps.
Shay's father approached one of the boys on the team and asked, not expecting much, if Shay could play. The boy looked around for guidance and said,
"We're losing by 6 runs and the game is in the 8th inning. I guess he can be on our team and we'll try to put him into bat in the 9th inning.
Shay struggled over the team's bench and with a broad smile put on the team shirt. His father watched with a small tear in his eye and warmth in his heart. The boys saw the father's joy of his son being accepted. In the bottom of the 8th inning, Shay's team scored a few runs but was still behind by 3. In the top of the 9th inning, Shay put on a glove and played in the right field.
Even though no hits came his way, Shay was obviously ecstatic just to be in the game and on the field, grinning from ear to ear as his father waved to him from the stands. In the bottom of the 9th inning, Shay's team scored again. Now, with 2 outs and the bases loaded, the potential winning run was on base, and Shay was scheduled to be next at bat.
At this juncture, do they let Shay bat and give away their chance to win the game? Surprisingly, Shay was given the bat. Everyone knew that a hit was all but impossible because Shay didn't even know how to hold the bat properly, much less connect with the ball.
However, as Shay stepped up to the plate, the pitcher, recognizing that the other team was putting winning aside for this moment in Shay's life, moved in a few steps to lob the ball in softly toward Shay. The pitch came in, and Shay swung clumsily and missed. The pitcher again took a few steps forward to toss the ball softly toward Shay. As the pitch came in, Shay swung at the ball and hit a slow ground ball right back to the pitcher.
The game would now be over. The pitcher picked up the soft grounder and could have easily thrown it right back to the first baseman. Shay would have been out, and that would have been the end of the game.
Instead, the pitcher threw the ball right over the first baseman's head and out of reach of all teammates. Everyone from the stands of both teams started yelling,
"Shay, run to first! Run to first!"
Never in his life had Shay run that far, but he made it to first base. He scampered down the baseline, wide-eyed and startled.
Everyone yelled,
"Run to second! Run to second!"
Catching his breath, Shay awkwardly ran toward second, struggling to make it to the base. By the time Shay rounded toward second base, the right fielder had the ball. The smallest guy on their team, who now had his first chance to be the hero for his team, he could have thrown it to the second baseman for the tag, but he understood the pitcher's intention, so he, too, threw the ball high and far over the third baseman's head. Shay ran toward third base deliriously as the runners ahead of him circled the bases toward home.
All were screaming,
"Shay, Shay, Shay, all the way, Shay!"
Shay reached third base because the opposing shortstop ran to help him by turning him in the direction of third base and shouted,
"Run to third, Shay, run to third!"
As Shay rounded third, the boys from both teams and the spectators were on their feet, screaming,
"Shay, run home! Run home!"
Shay ran to home, stepped in the plate, and was cheered as a hero, hit the grand slam, and won the game for his team.
"That day,"
said the father softly with tears now rolling down his face,
"the boys from both teams helped bring a piece of true love and humanity into this world."
Shay didn't make it to another summer. He died that winter, having never forgotten being the hero of his team and making his father so happy, and coming home and seeing his mother cheerfully embraced her little hero of the day.
He walked along the shores of Galilee. From clay he formed the healing balm that caused the blind to see. When stones of wrath lay heavy in their hands, he knelt to write his mercy in the sand. Jesus came to set the captives free, showed us by the way he lived, the way we need to be. Our love is more than words could ever say. We must touch them with compassion to help them find their way. How can we reach a world we never touch? How can we show them Christ if we never show them love? Just to say we care will never be enough. How can we reach a world we never touch?
Could we be so busy being saved, trying to impress
bless a world that's long since lost its way. We pride ourselves in being set apart, yet we don't take time to touch a broken heart.
Even if we found the time to care, would we take the risk involved in always being there? Oh, we hold the very thing they need so much. Sometimes the word of God can pass through just a simple touch. How can we reach a world we never touch? How can we show them Christ if we never show them love? Just to say we care will never be enough. How can we reach a world we never touch? We hide behind these walls and the security of friends, while beyond the stained glass windows the world is lost in sin. How can we reach a world we never touch? How can we show them Christ if we never show them love? Just to say we care will never be enough. How can we reach a world we never touch? How can we reach a world we never touch?
Together. our sins with the courage to go on. In the garden alone he prayed. Oh, what love, what compassion when God's will he obeyed. Just to know fills my heart with a song. It takes courage to care when the going is rough. It takes courage to share when there's barely enough. Courage shares like the widow who gave all she had. Courage cares like Jesus, making others glad. Going forth with the truth and the courage to be strong, with the joy of the Lord within. Trust, obey all for Jesus, with such courage you'll win. Just to know fills my heart with a song. It takes courage to care when the going is rough. It takes courage to share when there's barely enough. Courage shares like the widow who gave all she had. Courage cares like Jesus, making others glad. I lie to be a blessing as onward I go. I lie to help the sinners a Savior to know. I lie to scatter sunshine along on life's way. I lie to be a blessing to someone each day. I lie to be a blessing. A blessing to someone. I like to spread sunshine along on the way. I want to be to others a light they can see. I like to be a blessing to someone each day. If I can be a blessing to souls in the
someone.